Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon nerd mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Patio life.
Hey guys, it's T. It is Monday. We pushed last Wednesday's show to Thursday night, which happened to be Thursday morning. AM and PM seems to be a challenge for me, but that's all right. That's what we do. But look, we're not going to go off into the politics of what occurred last Wednesday. You know, everybody's talking about it. It's a sad situation, but we would like to, in patio fashion, have a drink to Charlie Kirk. Yep. Whether, no matter what your political beliefs are, you should not be killed for them. Let me put us on up here.
Yep. Rest in peace.
Oh, I just spilled it myself.
Charlie Kirk, his family, the American people will never be the same. I got a feeling. All right. With that, let's roll into it. Look, technical difficulties abound. Look, I was rolling, had everything set up, but here we are. We made it. We're only 20 minutes late, 15 minutes late, something like that. Swifties are worried, and not just because Kansas City sucks all of a sudden. Maybe they don't suck. Maybe they've just been up against better competition. Hollywood starlets, they're a lot shorter than you think they are. Wes may...
Wes is a Hollywood starlet.
Wes is a Hollywood starlet. And it's National Cheese Toast Day and Double Cheeseburger Day and Engineer Day. Man, today is one of them crazy holidays, but you know what? We're going to stick with the food. But Father Fortenberry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great on this Cheese Toast Day. Mm. I love it some cheese toast. And you know what?
What?
That goes better cheese toast with bourbon.
Yeah, probably more cheese toast. You know what I like with my cheese toast? More cheese toast.
As we were leading up to this, I told everybody, when you don't make two pieces of cheese toast, you make all the toast that'll fit on your pan.
Exactly.
Or until you run out of cheese.
See,
you
ever come all right, we're going to come back to that because I want to talk about how you make your cheese
toast. Yeah.
Gary.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Kind of jaundiced. Why did everything change? I know why I changed the tin of that.
Light. You changed my tin.
Wes, change the tin of that light behind you.
We do apologize for the
left. No, you got to stand up.
You probably
stand in chair.
You have an Amish.
Oh, maybe if it's my light. We said.
Turn your light on too.
Where's that? Back door man's over here.
He has an Amish coloration.
We still have a problem.
Kind of odd. No, the other one.
Probably
better. Yep. Okay. And then
there we go.
Gary looks more angelic now.
For the patio software having a case of the Mondays. You know, maybe it should have had some more flair.
Another romantic Monday.
It's a case of the
Mondays. We got DW in studio.
Yo,
hey. The man who was born jaundice.
Speaking of cheese toast, I love cheese toast. Had some of the best cheese toast at Bog and Barley in Memphis.
Man, that's the pimento cheese toast. If you have not had it,
my drawers are tied up.
I'm telling you, they take a big, thick piece of French bread. They put this pimento cheese on and then melt it like a toasty cheese toast. Man, so good, I forgot about that. We just had it that night because some of us was able to make Johnny's birthday.
Hey, yeah. Baby, we made
Terry
a double
cheeseburger. Yes. Marty Mars up. Oh. He was telling the bourbon deck to make him a double cheeseburger.
That's called a grilled cheese.
Look, we don't normally talk about food till later. But dang it.
Marty, you know she ain't about to make no cheeseburger.
I already know.
She come closer to making. Never mind. Never mind. All right. Everybody's off kilter here. Let me fix that. We're five of us. Okay, so I'm just gonna remember when Donnie comes in. He don't never sit where Wes sits. When he sits somewhere, you and Wes, we're gonna put a mark on the floor.
It could be that Wes is a foot and a half wider than me.
Y'all wear the same size pants, so I'd be careful, buddy.
Y'all just wider at the shoulders.
He's just wider at the shoulders.
It's not a bad thing. He's a broad man. Right,
now we're ready. Boy, it's been one of them days. And Swifties are worried. Did y'all see what Taylor Swift? She came to the game, and they put this barrier up where no one could see her. Did y'all see this?
No, I did not.
Like a shroud?
A shroud.
It was a shroud.
Nice.
The shrouded in mystery.
That's what we do in the wintertime at the bar.
Marta, she was in a...
We're getting the shroud.
Marta, she was in a deer blind. One of them you can see
Did they
Did they confirm she was...
They put this mobile... I thought there was a video.
Oh, that's a conspiracy. She ain't in there.
She's in there.
She's not in there.
Watch the full video. There we go. It's probably going to be an ad. This is the type of day it is. There we go.
It's an ad.
Well, yeah, so Taylor Swift shows up for the Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs 3.0 because the Eagles have beat them now
multiple times.
Pat Mahomes, you know what he said after the game?
What's that?
He goes, it's starting to feel like we're starting a game with everybody against us, meaning officials are cheating them.
That's
what he said.
Get out of here.
Is this right? Here we go. That ain't what I wanted. Come on.
Patrick Mahomes should throw the football from behind one of those things.
He ain't got nowhere to throw it to.
Never mind.
He's got a 40-year-old tight end running around.
Here's the video I look for. So she comes out.
She's walking behind
this. Welcome to the shit show, everybody. It's one of them type of things. Yeah, she is walking behind that.
Why would they do that?
Because she's naked.
Oh.
Is she naked there?
Fucking
no,
naked.
Oh, I wouldn't have one of the telescopes looked over top.
But yes.
Jamie like a booty pirate.
And then, how weird is that?
Why would you not just strut your stuff out there famous?
She normally does. She's normally out there for everybody. But Swifties are worried.
Maybe she had a zit.
Do y'all think maybe...
maybe she didn't.
I was thinking maybe Travis punched her in the eye or something.
Oh, no.
Maybe she...
Oh, I'm telling you.
I think she punches Travis.
Legally, you could walk up with your camera on a little stick and look over.
You need to have one of them, like you know, the
right.
I bet if anybody got close enough with their camera,
yeah, from the police force.
I think it probably depends on whether or not it's a record.
But she's walking
like in notification state.
But that's like a public street in that area, though.
It is public.
It's a public street. Yeah. So if you have one of them, that's not mirrors, a public
street right there.
Well, depending on what the stadium, depending on what state laws are in Arkansas, you can stick your little telescope over and say, hey.
A telescope?
Or your stick.
What, are you on Mars? You're on Mars or the moon trying to see her behind that thing? You got a telescope?
James said he got a telescope.
Before Jamie goes to a football game in Kansas City, he's going to read all the state laws
before
he goes and flips through and confirms.
Jamie looks like a dude that would own a monocle.
We're through 2 weeks of
I used to.
NFL fantasy football. My season's over already. I mean, it's just that type of season. I don't know how 2 years in a row I've drafted so poorly.
I, on the other hand, I'm killing it, but
you're getting beat. You're getting beat.
No, I'm killing it. Reminded of last year, I was 7-0. Then I went 0-8. So
I bet I've scored more points than you, and I'm 0-2.
You were 7-0 and then lost 8 straight.
Mm-hmm.
I've
been going to score 170 this week. I scored like 160 last week.
So who was the surprise this weekend that did terrible?
Terrible.
Derrick Henry.
Dolphins.
Yeah. The Dolphins are terrible.
They're terrible.
Everybody that plays for the Vikings.
Vikings.
You know who I hate passing on? James Cook. That dude has been crushing it. Man. He looked like a
beast. Everybody said he's going to regress because of touchdowns.
Tyreek Hill.
Well, it's about time.
Mm. Oh, well.
All right. So let's move on to football. We still have 25 watching. Look, they came in late. Here we go. So 7's not good for us. 6:30 is not. 6:45 is our sweet time.
We're doing a 10-minute show.
All right. So y'all know we talked about Sydney Sweeney the other day. People were talking about her. Y'all know how tall she is?
5'3.
5'2.
I was going to say like 6'1.
She looks tall, right?
I was going to say 6'11.
But we know, I guess, Hollywood is really not very tall.
Why, like,
Sydney Sweeney is 5'3, actually. I thought it was 5'2.
Most of the hot chicks are like 5'3, 5'4.
I mean, that's what my wife is, so, you know.
5'4? Your wife is not 5'3.
She's like 5'3. We're talking about short chicks. My wife's
5'3.
Whitney is 5'3?
She's like 5'3, 5'4.
My wife's 5'2.
At most, 5'5. No, she's like 5'4.
You're all over the board.
I think she's
could you pick your wife out of lineup?
I think she's got brown eyes as well.
I believe she does have brown eyes.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Jada Pinkett Smith is 4'11".
I wouldn't think she'd that short. One,
yep.
That's when you get slapped for talking about
Reese Witherspoon's 5'1".
Her chin is 5'.
He looks petite.
I figured Sydney, she was taller though.
Sydney Sweeney at 5'3". I really thought she was probably 5'7", 5'8".
You figure she'd be model height, you know.
But she's taller than Tom Cruise.
We're talking Sydney Sweeney. You can go find a Sydney Sweeney on any college campus.
I agree. She's
now she's attractive. Don't get me wrong. Because we're by no means am I mean,
all them Bama Rush girls look a lot like Sydney.
She is absolutely attractive, but you can go find a Sydney Sweeney.
It's possible.
Yeah, she's not a 10.
I wonder if they have good genes too.
She might be an 11.
No, I mean her ad is pretty
awesome. Madonna's only 5'3".
Yeah.
Really?
Kim Kardashian.
Madonna's had 5 foot of something in her, right?
Dang, God.
I'm sure it's more than that.
Total. Yeah, you got 50 foot of something.
That'd take you a long time, wouldn't it?
Kim Kardashian is 5'2".
I thought she'd be taller. I thought she'd be like 5'6" at least. Probably.
I thought she
she's
was
been like
tall as me.
Well,
yeah,
she's probably 5'8".
So where is she ranked with you as far as
Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm.
Like you mean put a scale on or where? I mean, how you?
Where you? If you were to say like, who is your ultimate?
James
woman,
said about
where does Kim Kardashian fall in that?
She's like a 2.
Really?
A 2 for ultimate woman?
I don't know. She's up there, or she?
Oh no. I'm confused with the question, I guess.
So, if you had your ultimate 10. Your ultimate woman. Who does Kim Kardashian fall for?
Oh, she's on the list.
So, you don't even think she's tracked?
Okay. No, I don't think she's tracked.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think
that
I think
it got worse. I thought it was going to get better.
I think she's attractive, but I'm with Jamie. I don't think.
No,
she's
makeup. Without makeup, she's a job that 5 with that with the street clothes.
What about Courtney?
I think she's more attractive than Courtney. I don't think Courtney's attractive.
Courtney,
get out of here, dude. All the people that work will be on hold.
Yeah, she's dead.
Without makeup and stuff, we got girls walking around job site look as good as she does.
Probably. Lady Gaga 5'1".
Her nose is 5'1".
How okay? So someone I know who's short.
Something else might be 5'1", according to what they say.
How we see the video?
How tall is Snooki? She's like really short.
She's like 4'10".
Speaking of trolls. Speaking of trolls,
yeah.
Snooki.
She's like she's got to be 4 foot something.
I never really. Thought
I was like, what about trolls? Nevertheless,
I also never really thought that the hot chick on that show was attractive either.
What show?
I don't remember which one.
You remember Jersey Shore?
Yeah. I remember Jersey Shore. I didn't know any of them were like hot chicks. Eva Longoria is 5'1". Now she's gorgeous.
Okay. Okay.
Eva Longoria. Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek is that's my number one.
That is my number one.
She's like ageless.
She's 52 or 3.
She's a vampire. Yeah. If there's a vampire out there, she is it.
Well, she was a vampire.
She was. And from dusk till dawn, she was a vampire.
Scarlett Johansson's 5'3".
Scarlett Johansson's hot. That's
your 10.
So, outside of my wife, no, Scarlett Johansson's pretty hot.
Me and my wife both have a hall pass.
Here we go.
Hold on. You're getting front.
Yours is Conan O'Brien.
I was about to say, Jamie's is
close. Jamie's Emma Stone.
I was about to say, Jamie's is okay, Sean Connery.
Emma Stone is my
it's about
redhead, right?
Yeah.
It's about the voice.
So, who's Charlie's hall pass?
She definitely has two.
Oh, she has.
Thanks.
I was tempted not to ask, and I'm so
no
glad.
No way you can guess.
She gets a dog.
George Bush.
Like senior or the junior?
George Bush and Brett Favre.
She watched her something about there.
Charlie wants to get all them food stamps or whatever Brett Favre got. That's what she's trying
all
to
right,
get.
Look, as much technical difficulty we've had getting started, this may be one of the greatest shows. So,
Jamie, you should
of
get a
all the men in all the world.
Jamie, if you don't get a George Bush mask and walk in, you are missing out.
Of all the men in all the world, Brett Favre, okay, but George W.
Yeah, senior or junior?
Well, yeah, you got to think.
H or W?
Okay. We're old enough to remember when W was in his 40s, though. I mean, that
she's,
makes a difference.
She's all
I don't know if she wants, if she's that interested in him in his
60s. All, she's 70s. All about them weapons of mass destruction.
Hey, that's right.
W might show up and ring your doorbell with an executive order, Jamie.
So, if y'all could have a hall pass, who would you pick?
My wife.
No.
Mm-hmm. I ain't answering.
Mine's Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Whitney is my hall pass.
To me, Emma Stone in the movie Zombieland.
I got a feeling, Jamie, if George Bush showed up, you wouldn't turn him down either. You'd be like, man, I ain't president. Jamie would be like,
he'd be like.
We reference TV shows all the time. Who remembers when Lois Griffin had an affair with Bill Clinton?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember
Peter
that.
Griffin went to go whoop his ass, and then the camera goes black, camera turns on, he's laying in bed with Bill Clinton.
That's like a show on Netflix. Remember that weird show on Netflix where that guy moved in with his family and ended up with the dad, the mom, and the daughter? Gary's the first one.
Taking in Plain Sight.
What? Yes.
What is it called?
I don't think that was Netflix. Plain Sight.
Gary,
I saw that. Yes.
You told us.
I was the one that told y'all that you need to watch that.
Okay. You need to go watch Unknown Number.
I've seen it.
Or Unknown Caller.
Unknown Caller. Catfish, something another.
Dude, which woman like catfishes her daughter like 17,000 messages?
Is it told her to kill herself? I saw an article.
It was only 16,998. She didn't do the first two.
The first two were her.
It's the mom that
said yes, you need to watch it. It's bad.
Here's the crazy part. After she's out of jail, because she went to jail for it.
Well, she should have.
After she went to jail, she sat there and she said, you know, other people do bad stuff too. It, you know, if you get caught drinking and driving. Yeah, I just got caught. But she compared to drinking and driving.
Just trying to.
She told her daughter to kill herself. She's ugly and she has a terrible body, but yet.
And that her boyfriend wanted to get with her, not knowing it was her mom.
The mom was in love with the.
So that's the boy's theory. Mom. Yeah, that's the theory.
That's a theory. I think that's got some truth to it.
It does.
I think her mom is all about getting attention for herself. And that's why she was doing it. So her daughter would give attention.
And the mom also, she has 5'1" gums.
Yeah.
She got big gums.
She got big old gums.
And her nose is.
Y'all know one time talking about a hall pass.
Somebody said you like
it. His wife didn't watch anyway.
When I was in my younger years, one time Amanda stayed mad at me for about 2 weeks because I mentioned Tyra Banks in her prime.
Ooh. Tyra Banks is pretty high.
Tyra Banks in her prime.
I bet. I know who Jamie's other one is. If she got two, you get Oprah Winfrey.
Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
My wife would back me on Oprah Winfrey. She would be like, absolutely. Get some Benjamins.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a car.
What was the girl again?
Yeah. Oh, Joe Derek Presley. Jamie Presley.
Yeah. You've been laying down.
Jamie Presley. Yeah. That's Marty.
Oh, Jamie Presley's pretty cool. Yeah. She was in movie Hall Pass, wasn't she not?
Was she?
No, that was Applegate. Jamie Presley. No, she was in Joe Derek.
Jamie Presley looked like you could spit on her. She'd be fine with it.
What was it like Substitute or something back in the day? Some movie Substitute Christina Teacher. Or something?
I know what you're talking about. Bad Teacher.
That one's not that either.
Diaz, Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
It's like The Substitute or something is what it's called.
I don't know.
Oh, that's got Gyllenhaal. Maggie Gyllenhaal is in the Secretary. Have you ever seen that? It's basically a porn. Mm.
That movie with that horse Secretarian.
That's a good move.
You mean Secretariat?
Jamie watched the wrong one. Secretariat.
He said he sat there for an hour. The horse never came out.
Jamie watched Secretariat.
He was the horse, but he was doing something totally different.
He said, "Where's the race?"
You thought you were watching your horse go.
I thought doggy. Horse never showed up.
He was watching his horoscope.
Jamie said, "Well, that was a terrible movie."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right. It's National Cheese Toast Day National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, dang, that's a good combo.
It is, really. Mm. And this week, Burger King, you heard it here first, folks. Burger King is giving away free Whoppers this week. And I don't know if you bought a Whopper lately, but you might as well buy a steak. The wife and I went to Burger King and got two Whoppers.
Whopper is ridiculous. So underrated.
I love a Whopper.
It's
that flame broiled taste.
It's fresh.
And the mayonnaise all tangy.
Oh, yeah. And fresh.
That's because it's old.
And the buns all
hard and everything.
All right, to celebrate National Cheeseburger Day, Burger King is giving away a different free menu item every day from September 15th to the 21st.
Oh, bad one back.
They're available through the BK app or BK.com at participating U.S. locations. So when you leave here at night, you might get a free Whopper.
Ooh,
I like them little nasty little onion rings.
I'm gonna go to BK and eat it with some tennis shoes
with the zesty sauce.
The zesty sauce with a little bit of
green Whopper.
With the shoe, man. Some British Knights.
Oh, BK Knights.
Whopper Junior is the 19th with a $1 purchase. Free cheeseburger is the 20th. The original chicken sandwich is free.
The long one.
September 21st.
It's free all the time. Walk in and like, here's that sandwich.
That thing's so good, man.
I'll tell you another underrated.
Ginger got sick. She would not eat it. I got her to get one time. She's like, oh, this is terrible.
It's awesome. I love it.
Look, I love it.
I'll tell you another underrated burger. And I had one yesterday. Dairy Queen, the flamethrower.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Dairy Queen's got a good burger.
Where'd you find the Dairy
Queen? So, I need
Memphis?
Oh, yeah, that one.
I need McDonald's and Burger King to do a collab. And I need them to put the McRib on top of the chicken, the long chicken sandwich, and let me have them both.
Oh, well,
you can do that.
On the same sandwich.
I have to eat that on the toilet.
I'm going to tell you what. When the McRib comes back, I'm doing that.
I love the McRib.
All right. We'll do that.
America has voted the best fast food burgers of 2025. Number 10, Whataburger. Double meat Whataburger.
I like
Whataburger.
Whataburger's good.
I like Whataburger.
Number 9, the Burger King Whopper we just talked about.
Whataburger's better.
That should be on up there.
Number 8, the Freddy's Frozen Custard Steak Burgers Original Double.
That's good.
Freddy's makes a fire burger.
Reminds me of Dives.
The Shake Shack, not the Marion Shake Shack, Shack Burger. That's pretty good.
I haven't had Shake Shack in years.
It's good.
I hate people with shoestring fries.
Five Guys is 6. But
Five Guys should be 1.
Well, you're going to pay 20 times for it.
They didn't say what the best value is.
That's the thing about Five Guys. You can eat a ribeye. You can eat a ribeye, but the cheeseburger's good.
All right, number 5.
Their hot dog is good.
Wait a minute. Culver's Butter Burger Cheese
Double. It is fabulous.
Culver's is fire. They got good custard, too.
It's similar to me to Freddy's.
Yeah.
You can get that in Florida or in Nebraska.
You can get Missouri.
You get Missouri? Yeah.
The difference is the butter thing. They do everything in the butter.
Number 4, In-N-Out Burger Double Double. We don't have any of those around here.
We will soon, though. We're getting one.
We are.
Yep, there's one either coming to Memphis or South Haven.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Number 3 was the Jack in the Box Jumbo Jack Cheeseburger.
Jack Boss good.
Jack in the Box got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fried tacos?
Why are you having tacos at Jack in the Box?
You get 3 for $1.
Oh, that's probably what.
Number two.
The hard shell taco, they just deep fried and pull it out.
Number 2, there might be one in Jonesboro, used to be, an A&W Papa Burger.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good burger.
There was one in Searcy.
I haven't had A&W forever. Didn't A&W used to be with Long John Silver?
It really is. Yep. I think that's the only place.
That's the only time I ever seen him.
I'd like that Long John Silver's fish.
I don't know who here likes root beer.
Terry, we're trying to make combos.
But you can go to A&W and they give you a frosty mug and they got root beer like on
Isn't there a conspiracy about Long John Silver that only like they're supported by a cult because no one ever eats there? But I
like
Long John Silver. But I ever go.
Best part of Long John Silver is the little crumbs in the bottom of the box.
That's like Captain D's, dude. I love
it's Captain D's. Right.
Number 1 burger. I've never had one from here. I don't even know where one of these places is. The Habit Burger and Grill Double Char.
Never heard of it. How is that number 1 if you never heard?
Where's the Habit?
And look, I'm a fat man. If there's a burger number 1, I should have had it.
We should have had it. At some point,
I seek out burger. You've
been fat, man.
I used to be a fat man. I had a lot of burgers. I still have a lot of burgers.
McDonald's did not make the list.
Well, they should. Well,
McDonald's should.
Okay, but how McDonald's burgers are actually made? A former chef explains. Are y'all interested?
I know it's terrible for you, but a Big Mac's still good.
Big Mac's okay. Oh, I like quarter pounder or cheese.
Hold on. The old quarter pounder with the pink meat that was there before they changed it up is way better than the current.
It was good.
So when we leave here, Max already put in his order for he wants a Big Mac.
Big Macs are good.
Oh, yeah.
Big Macs.
He just wants to eat himself.
Little Mac wants a Big Mac.
Yeah,
Little Mac.
He's a cannibal.
McDonald's burger. McDonald's doesn't hide the ingredients of their iconic burger. It's all made with 100% USDA inspected beef with no fillers or preservatives, just real beef. But it doesn't tell you which parts of the beef.
Ah.
No, I like it all.
It could be cow wiener.
It's sprinkled with a combination of salt and pepper. No secret sauce or spices. According to McDonald's, the hamburger, cheeseburger, McDouble, Big Mac, and even the quarter pounder contain no artificial preservatives. How come that burger sits there for days?
That bun
and weeks
do, though. That bun do. That bun got all the preservatives, man.
Here's Havoc Burger in Anna, and they're owned by KFC.
All right, oh, it's owned by KFC.
That was our Jamie in the background.
The best burger is owned by Chicken Joint.
Hey, we know people in Indiana. We're going to get Mike to send us like 6 burgers. Mike Brock. Mike Brock's probably in chat. He's just not saying anything. Mike Brock, if you're in the chat, we need a Habit burger. We need to try one.
Habit. You know, we're there for volleyball. We'll have to track that down.
So,
Indianapolis.
This is totally.
I was born in Indiana, guys.
So, this is totally.
I was born in Ohio.
I lived in Ohio, but I was born in
Indiana.
What's
your favorite? Chain barbecue.
I don't think I've ever
what
eaten.
What do we consider a chain, though?
Tops is a chain.
Tops. Yeah, Tops.
Is Tops a chain?
Is Corky's you call them?
I consider a chain.
Tops is better.
Hold on. There's a Dave's. There's Dave's.
That's burgers.
Okay.
No,
that's burgers. Dave's burgers.
So, no, there are the David's burgers. No,
there's
a Dave's ribs or something.
So
like
Billy
that.
Sims was a running back at Oklahoma. So they're really right.
Billy Sims, yeah.
So they have a, it's called the Heisman. It's they take pork, barbecue pork.
It's got the sausage on it. Yeah.
They got barbecue pork, then brisket.
Did you say Kenny Sims?
Oh.
Kenny. Then they take a circle B, cut it in half and lay it down.
Oh, you can put a circle B.
Put slaw on it. They put a vinegar based sauce.
That's a mad sandwich right there. I'd tear that up.
That's like a. That's the only thing you eat that day. Sandwich. North Carolina
sauce, right? Yes. Yeah, Carolina.
I'll pay you for a Circle B sandwich.
That? Billy Sims.
I've never heard of
it. Yeah, they're around Oklahoma. There's one in Fayetteville.
So in our area, and they're not like widespread, but Corky's, Rendezvous, most people know, but I'm not a fan.
That's not a chain.
That's not a chain.
Interstate, maybe.
I mean, it's off the chain, but it ain't the chain.
Commissary is probably my favorite,
but it's not a chain.
Would you consider Central a chain?
It's got 3 or 4.
I mean, Central.
But they're local to us.
Leonard's
not a chain.
Central is probably the best if we count it as a chain. Tops has the best sauce by far.
Mr.
Alexander, that's the best barbecue.
What about Interstate? It's owned by the Neely's, and they have a show on TV.
They have great barbecue spaghetti.
Not anymore. They used to have a show.
You go to Miss Alexander's, you get a barbecue sandwich with slaw, and put cheese on it, and get some. The nacho rings.
To this day, I still put cheese on my barbecue sandwiches.
Me too.
I didn't have Alexander, so I probably have had
it. Like in your haircut at Ann's.
You're going to get that bowl. I'm going to tell you now. You're going to get a high tower bowl cut.
You put the barbecue meat, then you put the sauce, then you put cheese on top, and then stick it in a broil or something, or microwave, or if it's hot enough.
All the meat don't fall off because the cheese holds it.
Exactly. The cheese holds it on. Put that bun on top.
I remember all the time ordering that.
I don't need no slaw.
Yeah, I need a slaw too.
Oh, got to have a slaw.
I love slaw.
A good, like a sweet slaw.
Look, I will tell you right now, it's not a popular one. Probably my favorite barbecue in Memphis is the Cozy Corner.
Cozy Corner is awesome.
Marty and I ate there, and I got a rib tip sandwich.
Fire,
and,
bro.
Oh, it was so good.
Me and Andy go there about once a week, and you have to get the peach cobbler.
And their prices are great.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a la mode?
No, maybe a la mode. I don't know.
It probably was made on the commode.
I go in there and I'll get a barbecue sandwich, two sides, a drink, and a peach cobbler for $13.
That's pretty good, too.
That's real good, yeah.
That's a lot of food.
Smash
for a small man.
I bet you.
Look, and I'm glad like their peach cobbler containers are, you know, about the size of like a to-go.
It's one of them, like clear, plastic ones.
Yeah. Now look,
I'm glad they're not bigger because I'd eat all of it.
Y'all are stuck now on barbecue, but remember, it's cheese toast day. How do you like your cheese toast?
How do you do on your bread? Cheese toast?
I like a toaster oven, which is bread and
the
that
top of
American. Yes,
where the cheese bubbles up real high.
Yes,
gets real high. It.
The bubbled up cheese,
and then when it comes down, you eat it. It's all wrinklified and whatnot with burnt edges.
I put mine on a broiler.
Man, I got three different stories popping in my head.
I like burnt
now.
Cheese.
Cheese toast?
Yes, I got three different stories.
I like putting garlic powder on my cheese toast.
So
I like garlic.
I can think of, like, I remember vividly as a kid putting, like, plain white bread and cheese in the microwave, and when it bubbled up and it would get hot, it'd be soggy when it come out, but it was so
good. That probably tasted rubbery.
You folded it out.
That's not cheese toast.
That's so good.
That is not classified as cheese toast. It's cheese sog.
So, but the best cheese toast in a pan, man.
I'm gonna tell you the cheese. All right, I'm figuring this out.
It's gotta be put in toaster
before I went on diet. Use the microwave. Here's a cheat code to a great, I guess you call it grilled cheese sandwich. So you put two pieces of bread with cheese in it, stick it in the microwave,
yes,
and melt. Then you take the pan and put a little butter in it, and it doesn't take but a second to brown each side, and you're all set with grilled cheese.
No,
you this, put.
Oh yeah,
no.
Uh huh.
The cheat code for a grilled
cheese on it. Mayonnaise. If you got time, put mayonnaise on each side, right, yes, and then hey, do
we're
it
gonna do a thing. Quiz real quick.
Yes.
Well, look, y'all ain't gonna 1,000%
on the mayonnaise. Sharp, yes. Hey, sharp.
Oh, the mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise fired up.
No, I like American.
No, you put sharp cheddar on
deli. Select American cheese.
However, the cheat code for a great grilled cheese is spray it with the make your grilled cheese. You spray each side with the butter flavored nonstick stuff and put it in the air fryer. Air fryer, yeah, Pam.
No,
oh, air fryer grilled cheese. Air fryer is awesome.
Because it, the perfect
grilled cheese, you take shredded sharp.
What?
Put, I don't like
American
that.
American flight.
Shredded sharp.
It's American, bro.
You no, American.
Dijon mustard put on that.
Are you Italian or something?
Did you put a mustard or a mayonnaise on the east side?
You non-American.
Man, you trying to put all kinds of stuff on
Jamie?
There.
Jamie,
that's the craziest thing I've heard. All right, we're fixed to talk about food, though. Let's go. I got a quiz for you. What has to go? All right, y'all going to be mad about this one.
All right, let's see
one of these has to go.
Has to go.
Burgers, pizza, fried chicken, or tacos?
Fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken.
Pizza.
No, I
get rid of fried chicken.
I get tired of pizza.
You don't tacos. I'm with pizza.
I'm pizza's got to go.
I give up pizza.
I can't give up pizza. I love pizza.
More.
Oh,
someone
gone. Yeah, oh, well, Wes vote.
Wes doesn't count. No, he's not on with us.
Wes,
all right, here's four more. Hold on. We're still going. Hold on.
Fried chicken.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
He's not here. Cookies, cake, pie, or donuts?
Cookies
for me. Oh, you're right. Cookies.
I go cookies. Cake, pie, or donuts. Cookies.
Cookies.
No, I love cookies. I love cookies.
What would y'all
What is wrong with y'all?
We both say donuts.
I know.
I mean, pick one. I might change my mind.
I'm going to say donuts. I'm very particular about my donuts. Okay.
I'm going donuts, too.
A hot Gibson donut.
Mm. Cookies, cake. Y'all gave up donuts?
You know what was the number one answer that people gave up first? Pie.
Pie
is the best thing on the list.
All right, what has to go here? Oh, my gosh. Grilled cheese. Macaroni and cheese. Mozzarella sticks or nachos?
That's easy. Macaroni and cheese. I hate macaroni and cheese.
I love nachos.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, nacho.
Mac and cheese gone.
You know what was number one answer? Mozzarella sticks.
Dang, I didn't.
What?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here's a good one.
Ketchup,
mayonnaise, mustard, or barbecue sauce?
Ketchup.
Okay. Mayonnaise
for me.
Get rid of mayonnaise.
I love some mayonnaise.
I mean, I use.
Yeah, get rid of mayonnaise.
I don't use mayonnaise a lot. That's why I'm going with
all
that.
All of those things are
mayonnaise. I like everything. I think ketchup.
How dare you? It's good for your prostate, Jamie.
Did I say mustard?
You say mustard. We're going to count Wes this time. But mayonnaise won. Y'all suck.
Mayonnaise won?
Yep.
No,
we
were
getting rid of
it. Here's a sort of like a
potato chips, tortilla chips, popcorn, or pretzels.
Popcorn.
Y'all would rather have pretzels.
Yeah.
Y'all know when you get a bag of like Chex Mix and it's all pretzels. Y'all don't like that.
I love pretzels.
No popcorn in there.
But you can like dip pretzels and stuff.
Snyder's of
terracotta.
Oh yeah, the mustard, the pieces, and
all right. Here we go. Check these out. French fries, mashed potatoes, tater tots, or baked potato?
Tater tots. I ain't moving on tater tots.
Nah, baked potato.
Tater tots.
I like
it. You would get rid of a baked potato?
A mashed potato is the same thing. It's just mushed up.
I mean, they're all the same thing.
A tater tot's the same thing. You just cut up little pieces
and dice
up.
Something I don't know how to deal with.
Shut up.
A baked potato.
Tater tots just seems like a mess to make.
I'm going tater tots.
Tater tots are the best thing.
Big Pueblo's baked potatoes are magnificent. Fire.
All right, here we go. Ice cream, cookies and cream, cookie dough, Rocky Road, or Dolce de Leche.
Bro, get rid Rocky of the Road. Dolce Leche. Get rid of that.
You know what,
like
Gary?
Gary,
I'm with you. I don't like marshmallow.
I love marshmallows. I like the nuts of my Rocky Road.
I like none
what
of them.
What we say, Dolce de Leche?
I like none of them.
I don't want to see this up while I'm eating my Rocky Road.
Get rid of that.
All right, here we go. Lo mein, sushi, curry, or pad thai?
Lo mein's my favorite.
Pad thai. If you're
here, all right, look, I'm a fan of every one, and I think I actually get to close this one.
I never eat lo mein.
I love lo mein,
but lo mein's got to go because all the other ones are better.
Pad Thai is way better.
It's got pad Thai is so good.
Whoa, wait on this. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, or waffles?
Oh, get rid of crepes.
But you know the only reason it's crepes.
Ricky Bobby would.
We don't have hard to eat them. Because they are good.
Pancakes. Ricky Bobby would
really
say
thin
crepes.
Pancakes. Really thin
get rid of crepes.
What has to go? Chocolate or cheese?
What?
Chocolate.
I guess it had to be chocolate. So I mean, I like chocolate, but I'll let go of it.
It didn't keep
for
going.
I got to keep cheese, man. You going to put chocolate on your burger?
No, you can't.
Give me some cheese. Now, peanut butter on a burger is fabulous.
We picked pizza. All right, check these results out. We picked pizza to go. Yeah. Only 9% of people other than us picked pizza to go. And the second one
that's
we picked
y'all were wrong.
To donuts, and only 26% picked donuts. Number one,
I'll put it down. Donuts is one of my favorite things on the planet.
Mozzarella sticks went macaroni and cheese was the lowest of all of them to go.
Mac and cheese.
I love it. Mustard, which me and Marty and
mustard is
the one who's not here.
Correct, and then mayonnaise was second.
Mustard is the Lord's
pretzels. Like I told y'all, we should have been first. Popcorn was almost last. Baked potato was first. I love a baked potato.
Screw a baked potato.
Yeah. French fries was in last place, followed by tater tots, which we would.
Tater tots. I don't like
that. I don't like tater tots either.
Dolce de leche, and that's because nobody can pronounce it. And then curry was number one. I love curry. A good curry.
Curry is so delicious.
Good. And then crepes. Everybody picked crepes.
Everybody picked crepes. Okay. Crepes just is like the.
That was really.
That wasn't easy. I mean, it wasn't hard.
Yeah, they could lift it out and made the shoes for the other three.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy, but it was hard.
It was hard.
We need to have some.
I'll eat them. I got a nice compote tea on it or whatever.
Eliminate crepes. What do you get rid of?
Oh, so it would be
pancake, waffles,
and French toast.
I'll get rid of pancakes.
Pancakes, waffles,
I'll get rid of pancakes.
That might be the top three food groups.
I think I'll get rid of French toast.
That might be the top.
I like French toast. I love French toast. I like a good French toast.
A good crispy
pancake. What did we say? Crepes and what would follow?
Yeah. Huh?
What would go after French?
I say French toast.
They say French toast.
That was
French
the number toast two one answer. No, but I love French toast. I'd give up waffles for
waffle. What the? No. How dare you?
So my favorite. Hey,
you're gonna get struck down by the house.
Here you go. Cracker Barrel pancakes.
They are good.
Versus Waffle House waffles.
Waffle House waffles, we're keeping. We're keeping. Yeah. Don't
so,
you?
Waffle House waffles. Did I ever tell you about the time?
That's kind of that soggy.
We went to the Waffle Pancake House. And my lovely my lovely wife loves the Waffle House waffle.
Oh, that's
so
totally
she
different.
Asked them, do y'all have regular waffles? Oh, yeah, we have. But they brought out a Belgian waffle.
They got the big, thick waffle. Thick
and she was mad. Get out.
The little thin waffles are better because they're crispy.
I like
they're closer waffles. To Lego waffles, which
let's
I'm not
a waffle house tonight.
Oh,
we'll be live. We'll stay live the whole time. Wes is driving us. Wes had Gary, did you get invited to Wes's bottle share last night?
No, he had a bottle share last night?
Yeah,
no, did. I did not. I was not invited.
So. Nobody
I
did.
So what is the worst pancake?
What do you mean? Like all from a place?
Yeah.
I don't like IHOP.
IHOP
is so bland.
I think you put too much crap on a pancake. I like just a pancake.
IHOP is like
Cracker Barrels are way better than IHOP.
IHOP is the version of a white people potato salad.
Exactly.
I disagree. So I used to smash all you can eat.
Me too.
That's because you're broke. Well, I mean, I could smash them too if I was broke too.
In college, I wasn't broke.
You were in college.
I bought your food in college
because I was broke.
But
hey, I'm broke because of college too.
That's crazy, James.
In college, though, they were like $5.99, maybe $3.99 for all you could eat pancakes.
Let's do another one. We're going to talk about burger toppings. Mm-hmm. And they claim they're going to tell us what country we should move to based on our burger toppings.
All right.
Bacon, yes or no?
Yes.
We go everything.
Pickles.
Yes.
Yes.
Tomato.
No.
Yes.
No.
I mean, I'm okay with that, but I'll eat it with it.
Yes.
No.
Marty.
Yes.
So there we go. Yes,
no, yeah. Fried green tomato.
Mustard. No.
No.
Yes.
And no. I don't have to have
lettuce.
No.
Yes. You gotta have lettuce is on everything.
No, yeah.
I'm building a
mayo. Yeah.
Yes.
Nah.
Cheddar cheese.
Yes.
Mushrooms.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a
boy.
Avocado. Oh, I've never had one.
Yes.
I'd go for it. Yes.
I'll
100%.
Do it.
That's the best thing on that.
Onion. No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Gotta have onion.
Onions is there.
Ketchup.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Pineapple on a burger?
Nah, God, no.
All right, so the Shake Shack here has a Hawaiian burger with teriyaki and pineapple sauce.
All the cheese.
Yes. Every cheese you got.
Look, Gouda, Fromunda, whatever you got.
Peanut butter?
No.
That's the best burger.
No.
All right, I got to interrupt.
I'm going to say no.
Elbow used to be my favorite burger place in Memphis. They had a burger that was a beef and sausage breakfast sausage blend,
yes,
and it had peanut butter and honey on it and banana, and it was the Elvis burger, and it was the best burger.
Why don't you have peanut butter and jelly burger?
Beyond Burger, I think that's the name of it, over in the old Sears building.
What? Where?
I never heard of it.
Crosstown
peanut butter. Peanut butter.
They do a chorizo half and half burger.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. So, it said we're from the U.S. of A.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Marty, hit that button over there.
You don't say.
Let me see if I can make this work. All right. Parting words, Father Fortenberry.
All right, Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox?
What?
Charlie Kirk.
Wow.
You will be missed, brother.
Danny.
Man, leave it up to Jamie to slaughter everything. But, hey, if you haven't tried a peanut butter burger, grill you a burger, put you some peanut butter up there, and just trust me.
Gary.
Thanks for joining us. Please like and subscribe, and we like food.
Marty Marr.
Hey, thank you for watching. Hit that like.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Y'all pray.